Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to another interview on Small Caps Investment Research. We're very pleased to have Mr. Vishal Gupta, the President and CEO of California Gold Mining, with us today. This is a very exciting time for the company as it recently announced a very lucrative change of business, which we'll obviously talk about in this interview. The company is listed on the Canadian Securities Exchange with ticker symbol CGM. Vishal, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Up until very recently, California Gold Mining was a pure resource company with an attractive gold asset in California. Now, however, we've learned that you became active in the industrial hemp sector. How did this radical change come about?
We have added a second business stream to our existing business of gold exploration. And the second business stream has to do with hemp cultivation. So just a quick background as to how we came to this point. We purchased this central California piece of property privately owned by us. We purchased this property in 2013. It's called the Fremont asset, the Fremont project, and that is our principal asset, our flagship property. And the reason we purchased this property in 2013 in central California is because it's 3,000 acres, 100% owned by us, surface and mineral rights, and it has a 4 kilometer strike of the Motherlode Gold Belt running on it, the historic Motherlode Gold Belt from the Gold Rush days of California. And we purchased this property with the intention of working on this property from an exploration perspective. We eventually conducted our exploration activities on only 1 kilometer out of that 4 kilometer strike, and we came up with a very exciting resource of almost 900,000 ounces of gold on this 1 kilometer. And the idea was to steadily expand the total resource footprint of our project from 1 kilometer to 2 kilometers, and then maybe 3 kilometers, and then eventually the entire 4 kilometer strike as well. However, as we were conducting our exploration activities on the second kilometer of the strike, we were coming up with even better results than we did on the first kilometer of strike. And the problem was that the gold market was going through a pretty severe downturn. And as a result of that, we were not getting the kind of appreciation in our stock price, based on the phenomenal results that we were coming out on the gold exploration operation side. And in 2017, we were coming up with phenomenal results, not getting the traction in the gold markets. And at that point, we decided that, we've got this exciting piece of land in central California. This is private land. We want to try and see if we can monetize this piece of land to generate some positive cash flow. And some of that cash flow or all of that cash flow could be used towards our gold exploration objectives in a non-dilutive fashion. And in early 2018, we started doing our research on entering the industrial hemp sector, specifically the hemp sector, not the marijuana sector, but the hemp sector, because it does not have the psychoactive ingredient THC in it. And the idea was that if we were to monetize our land package and cultivate some industrial hemp on it, then potentially we could generate cash flow that could eventually help us towards our goal exploration objectives. So we started doing some research on this topic in early 2017, and it took us about 10 to 12 months to build up our knowledge base to eventually start executing on setting up an industrial hemp stream, business stream in California Gold in 2019.
Okay, thank you for the introduction. And just to make everything clear, could you first give us some more color on the 2018 U.S. Farm Bill, which is critical in this story?
Yeah, the 2018 Farm Bill, U.S. Farm Bill, got passed in December of 2018, so about 8-9 months ago. And the Farm Bill made a clear distinction between industrial hemp and marijuana. So marijuana is still considered to be a prohibited substance, an illegal substance in the United States on a federal level. However, industrial hemp, even high cannabinoid versions of industrial hemp have now been, federally legalized in the United States for the first time. And that opens the door to California Gold, advancing its hemp projects on a federal level in the United States without any encumbrances and any inhibitions. And from a practical perspective, industrial hemp can now be cultivated, in the United States, anywhere in the United States, because it has been legalized on the federal level. Any derivatives and byproducts and products originating from industrial hemp can now be transported across state lines without any issues. The federal government has now made federally approved crop insurance available to hemp farmers throughout the United States. There's also investments that are now encouraged by the federal government. There are investments from the capital market side that can now enter the industrial hemp sector for the first time.
Now, initially, the goal was to build a greenhouse in California on your gold property, but those plans have changed. What happened?
Well, you know, the whole premise behind setting up a greenhouse in California is, was based on the fact that the land that we have in California is not agricultural land. It's a mining, mining related land package. So it's a little hilly. I would not call it agricultural by any stretch of the imagination. We have over 3,000 acres of private land there, out of which maybe 300 or 400 acres is very flat. But it's still not agricultural land, which means that we would have had to very heavily remediate that land package to try and make it into an agricultural piece of land, and then potentially do some outdoor cultivation of biomass on our property in California. So, the easier thing for us to do would be to just build a greenhouse. And the idea was to actually build a 27,000 square foot greenhouse. And within that greenhouse, we would propagate very high CBD content, very high cannabinoid content industrial hemp seed. And the seed, sells for between $15,000 and $30,000 US dollars per pound. And that one greenhouse that we were proposing to build in California was expected to generate between 2,000 and 3,000 pounds of this high CBD content seed on a per annum basis. So that would have generated a significant amount of revenue for California Gold based on that initial business proposal. But then the issue became that the CDFA, which is the California Department of Food and Agriculture, which controls all agricultural activities in the state of California, the CDFA was expected to come out with their registration, sampling, and testing protocols for industrial hemp cultivation in the state of California in January of 2019. And then it became February, and then became March, then it became April, and so on and so forth. There was a very significant delay in the rolling out of those registration, sampling, and testing protocols from the CDFA. And when we, around the April-May timeframe, when we saw that there was potentially a very significant delay, we obviously did not want to shortchange our shareholders. We had made a commitment to our shareholders that we would generate cash flow, we would realize some significant revenue in the calendar year 2019. We decided at that point that, we're going to look for an alternative property, a second property in a different jurisdiction outside the purview of the CDFA, so that we could progress our hemp business ambitions on that second property and still potentially generate revenues for our shareholders before the end of 2019. And so we came across this property, this very fertile piece of land, a very fertile piece of private farmland in Illinois. And it's an 82-acre farm in Illinois, about an hour and 10 minutes west of the city of Chicago. And it's in a complete agricultural setting. And because of the fertility of this of the soil of this new land that we purchased just a couple of months ago, we were able to come up with a revised business plan where we could potentially take advantage of the few months in the cultivation season, outdoor cultivation season of 2019 that are still remaining, to try and cultivate biomass on this property outdoors. Of course, the first greenhouse will also be built on this new property in Illinois because we already have our license to cultivate hemp from the state of Illinois for this property. And so we're looking at, a two-pronged strategy now on this new property that we've just purchased. We're actively cultivating, industrial hemp biomass, very, very high CBD biomass on an outdoor basis. And then we're hoping to start the propagation of industrial hemp seed, very high CBD industrial hemp seed, in our first greenhouse that would be constructed on our property in Illinois in October of 2019.
Terrific. And how many pounds of high CBD industrial hemp do you foresee to produce annually?
Well, on an annual basis, it's a tricky question to answer because what we're going to be doing this year is going to be different than what we're going to be, what we're proposing to do next year. But this year, just based on, the plants that we have already planted on our, in our field in Illinois, we're expecting somewhere between 100 and 130,000 pounds of high CBD flower biomass to be harvested in October of this year. And the expectation is that next year, obviously, once we generate some significant revenue this year, we will be deploying that revenue back into our business, development and into our, a rollout plan where we could potentially go in and purchase or lease or maybe do subsidized farming on a much greater or much bigger, land package next year. So it's a little premature for me to give you an answer for what we expect to generate in terms of, harvested biomass next year. But this year, certainly based on the plants that we have already purchased and the plants that are already in the ground, we're expecting somewhere between 100 and 130,000 pounds of, high CBD flower biomass.
Okay, that's good to know. And have potential customers for your products already been identified?
We are working on that. The potential offtake, customers have already been identified, but we don't have any agreements in place yet. So, I'm very hesitant to talk about, potential pricing and the actual timing of the offtake. But our expectation is that we should have those agreements in place in the next, 10 to 15 days or so, at which point we'll be putting out a press release informing the markets about our intentions and about our agreements on the biomass offtake side.
Okay, very interesting. And when do you foresee first revenues to be generated?
So, a couple of things that I just want to qualify my statement with. First of all, we're not looking to actually sell our biomass. What we're looking to do is take our biomass and then use a third party, already existing third party extraction or isolation company to process our biomass on a toll basis. So toll process our biomass to convert the biomass into full spectrum extract or CBD isolate. So the expectation is that, we should be generating a lot more revenue from the sale of full spectrum extract or isolate than we would by just selling the biomass into the open market. And that's the reason why we want to move ahead with a toll extraction arrangement with a third party processor. And the expectation is that we should have that extraction agreement, the toll processing agreement signed in the next 2 to 3 weeks as well. And, once the biomass is harvested in, we're expecting the second week of October would be the ideal time to do so. Once the biomass is harvested, it is expected to take somewhere between 45 and 60 days to convert that biomass into full spectrum extract and or isolate. And so the expectation is before the end of the year, sometime in December, we should be realizing our first revenues, and there would be significant revenues.
Okay. Of course, Vishal, we all know that you're a very experienced executive in the resource sector, but how are your skills in the hemp industry?
Well, as a team here at California Gold, you're absolutely right. We are a resource people. The CFO that I have, the corporate development people that I have working with me, and the board of directors that we have, and myself included, we are all mining people, but we consider ourselves to be pretty shrewd businessmen as well. And when we saw this opportunity to take advantage of this nascent, completely, new industry that is developing in the United States, with the passage of the Farm Bill taking place only 8-9 months ago, we decided to jump into the industrial hemp sector and take advantage of the opportunities that are presenting themselves. We need to have expertise to basically conduct all of the work that we are proposing to do and obviously launch this industrial hemp business stream, the secondary business stream that we have that we have now started with California Gold. And in order to do that, what we did was we actually formed a relationship with a very reputable company called Delta Valley Hemp. And Delta Valley Hemp is a group of individuals that came together to form this consulting group that provides its services to prospective clients to help them with cultivation, to help them with the launching of their industrial hemp businesses. So Delta Valley Hemp is based in Chicago. We have a contractual agreement that we signed with them a few months back, and because of that contractual agreement, we are able to use their expertise in industrial hemp cultivation and biomass cultivation and seed propagation, and also on the sale and disposition of the full spectrum extract and the CBD isolates that we propose to produce from our biomass as well. So Delta Valley Hemp is based in Chicago, and this is part of the reason why we actually purchased our second property in Illinois as well. So the property in Illinois, where we are launching our industrial hemp business stream, is roughly an hour and 10 minutes from Delta Valley Hemp's headquarters, that is in Chicago.
And will you continue to develop your Fremont Gold project?
Absolutely. I mean, we get asked this question quite a lot. The price of gold has taken off in the last 2 to 3 months or so. As junior gold companies, you know, there's a difference between senior producing gold companies and junior gold companies in terms of share price appreciation once gold prices start to go up. You know, just in the last 2 to 3 months, we have seen that there's a pretty rapid, appreciation in the price of gold. And the senior producing companies have all realized some significant gains in their stock prices as a direct result of them producing gold, which is now going to be sold into the market at a higher and higher price because the spot price of gold has gone up. Junior companies, because we are not actively producing gold, we are just in the gold exploration and resource development business, do not realize such a quick, proportional response from the markets. And typically, junior gold companies like California Gold that are in the exploration business, start realizing these kind of appreciations in their stock prices once the price of gold has been sustained in the markets for at least 1 or 2 quarters, and we have not seen that yet. So expectation is in the next quarter to 2 quarters, if the price of gold is sustained, gold companies, junior gold companies like California Gold will start to get a positive response, a positive investor sentiment based on the exploration results that they would be putting out. If I were to put out, a drill hole that had a 10 gram per ton intersection, over 5 meters or so in the top 50 meters of our gold project in California, if I were to put that out today, I do not think that we would be getting a lot of traction in the markets from junior gold investors. But a quarter from now, or maybe 2 quarters from now, once the price of gold hasn't sustained in the markets for a while, we would definitely expect to get some sort of a positive traction in the markets for those kind of results. So until and unless the environment is conducive for us to start our exploration activities on the gold project again, we are not going to start the exploration program that we have suspended for the last 6 to 7 months or so. But we fully expect in January, February, the timing should be ideal for us to restart our exploration program on the Fremont property in California.
Well, that's super. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the other key executives of the company?
Sure. Yeah. So myself, I'm a resource exploration geologist. I've worked as an exploration geologist for several resource companies in the past, both on the base metal side and also on the precious metal side. About 11 years ago, I jumped into capital markets. I became a mining analyst for several investment banks based in Toronto. When I was working for one of these investment banks, I came across this company called California Gold Mining that came across my desk, and the president and the CEO at that time approached me and said, "Vishal, we've got this exciting project in Central California that we think has an enormous exploration potential. If you like what you see, please do some due diligence on this. If you like what you see, then please write, research reports on us and introduce us to your institutional clients." And that's how I first came across this company. I went down to the property. I loved what I saw. I got to know the shareholders a little bit more intimately as well. And, at that time, I liked the project enough that I said, you know what, I think this is the right project for me to jump onto. And I joined the California Gold Mining executive team in May of 2013, and I've been with the company since then. So I've been with the company for over 6 years now. We have a part-time CFO. His name is Lou Nagy. He is also the CFO of a couple of other junior resource companies as well, and he's got over 25 years of experience working for junior exploration companies, junior resource companies. So he's a very experienced executive and is a very competent CFO. We also have Tyler Thorburn, who is the Director of Corporate Development for California Gold Mining. He's got an MBA and has worked in the resource sector for several years as well. And he brings a wealth of experience on the resource side, not just on the precious metal side, for California Gold's gold project, but he's proving himself to be quite invaluable on the hemp side as well. He's got a lot of industry connections that we are utilizing in reaching these arrangements and agreements that I just mentioned with respect to our hemp business stream as well. So that's the core team that is working towards this. We also have a group of major shareholders who constitute the board of directors. So our board right now collectively owns somewhere about 65% of the total outstanding shares of California Gold Mining, and these shareholders have been around, these board members have been around for over 7-8 years now, and they're all very supportive, they're all very loyal, and we're all about making the best decisions for our shareholders and appreciating shareholder value as much as we possibly can.
And before we go, what would you say are the most important catalysts that investors should look out for at California Gold Mining?
Well, we're in the process of putting out a series of press releases over the next 2 to 4 weeks or so, where we're going to be discussing these toll processing arrangements that we have been working on for quite some time, and also the offtake agreements, for our industrial hemp byproducts and derivatives. The expectation is, once these arrangements and these agreements are signed, we'll be putting these press releases out, and for the first time, we'll be in a position to actually talk about the economics of what 100 to 130,000 pounds of biomass can actually achieve for our shareholders in terms of revenue. And we're pretty excited about that. I think that's something that every shareholder should be looking forward to as well. We are working diligently towards concluding those agreements, and as soon as we sign them, you'll see the press releases coming out. Our expectation is in the next 2 to 4 weeks, you'll see at least a couple of these really major press releases coming out, which should be very positive for the company. And then beyond that, we're looking in October, I mentioned to you, sometime around the second week of October, we're looking at the harvest of our biomass. And subsequent to that, we will be looking at getting the biomass converted into full spectrum extract or CBD isolate, and then that isolate or the full spectrum extract will then go to an offtaker. And so those are all different milestones that we're looking to achieve all the way up to December, when we're going to be looking to realize our first revenues for California Gold Mining. And those revenues, we expect those revenues to be quite significant. So in the next three to four months or so, we've got a lot of different catalysts that can trigger share price appreciation. And I invite all our shareholders to be looking out for those press releases as they come out.
Fantastic. Fishel, it's been a pleasure speaking with you today. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, and we'd be more than happy to have you back for an update in the future.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.